11 minutes to 6. Huge night in the Olympics tonight. Really big, exciting things for the Australians. Peter Bowles going to take part in the 800-metre final at about 9.30 tonight. The Opals are in action in their third group game against Puerto Rico. Surely they can get the win there. But of all the events, this is the big one from 8.30.
Our Matildas, well, they're into the semis tonight on 7 from 8.30. Joining us, Channel 7's Andy Harper, our resident football guru. Andy, welcome.
Yeah, g'day. I'm getting very, very excited, like you, I guess.
Yeah, only our best will do tonight, won't it?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, and we get a chance to have a crack at Sweden again. Of course, the Matildas lost against Sweden in the group game. I think if they play well, Sweden are well within their remit, you know. Sweden, a good team, worthy semi-finalists. But the Matildas have built nicely. They've had a little bit of luck along the way, and I think Sweden is well within their remit. It's very, very exciting.
Yeah. We had some defensive lapses in that Swedish game. I did too watch that. Sam Kerr missed that penalty. We scored before they did. I reckon we're, like I said, our best is good enough. I think the big question everyone's asking, will Sam Kerr start?
Well, there's a few players under an injury cloud, apparently. It's a big ask on all the players, and the coach hasn't rotated the squad much, so they're playing every couple of days. Listeners who aren't aware, of course, unlike many of the other team sports at the Olympic Games, there's no interchange in football, so it's the same players who are playing in this heat and humidity with 2 days off in between. And of course, the Matildas had to get through on extra time duty the other night as well, which just adds to the problem. Sweden didn't. They won their game in normal time. So these are all considerations. I wouldn't be surprised. Let me put it this way. I'd be really surprised if there are any players in the Australian team who aren't a little bit creaky and sore and maybe carrying an injury. So it depends on the extent, of course, and Sam Kerr is just a massive player for our country. So it'll be a massive advantage for Sweden if she's declared unavailable.
Have we got the depth on the bench, do you think, to cover? I think she'll start on the bench, but she'll come on.
Yeah, right. Well, we've got good depth, but there's only one Sam Kerr in the world of women's football. You don't replace those people.
You have to find another way.
The fact of the matter is, under this coach, Tony Gustafsson, the team has played a very direct style to try to... They've played largely, by my assessment, without much midfield combination. It's been pretty much get the team set up, keep the ball until we're set up, and let's fire the ball long to where we think we've got a strength. And that's, of course, Sam Kerr. So it's meant a little bit more work in the trenches for Sam, challenging for high balls, etc. Not to say that she hasn't enjoyed it because she's had more ball to feed off, but, you know, it's been a big load she's had to carry, and emotionally too. You know, she stepped up and against Sweden, had that penalty saved by the keeper, and it feeds into some sort of insecurities, I guess. But gee, she bounced back well in the quarterfinal, so fit she plays, and she has to play because she's our best player.
How good was that Great Britain game? It was 2-1 down with 3 minutes to go. Great Britain were going to go through, and then we beat them. Oh, that was next level tension, wasn't it?
Well, it was great sport, and we've seen plenty of great sport in the Olympics, and this is the fun of the Olympic Games. You know, we get to sit down for 15 days or whatever it is and watch people from around the world do all these sports we never think of. And there's a few people in Australia who never really think of soccer outside of the Olympic Games, and they get to ride this wave with the Matildas. They generate plenty of excitement. That Great Britain game was incredible. A lot of symmetry in their loss to us with our loss to Sweden, with that crucial penalty saved by Tegan Mika. Would have tipped the balance the way of Great Britain. I think on balance, who played more constructive football, but they just couldn't reckon with the determination of the Matildas, who found a way through. Tegan Mika outstanding. It does tell you something when your goalkeeper is one of your best players.
Yes.
And she had to be great that night. And then Sam, of course, with her goals and plenty of industry around the field. So they'll be tired. They will be tired, the Matildas. And as each game comes and goes, they get more tired. It's a test of resilience as much as anything else.
Well, they win, it's a gold or silver medal. It's as simple as that, Andy.
Yeah. So they win and
we get a medal.
The girls get a medal, and it's the best international football result certainly by a women's team.
Absolutely.
They did win the Asian Cup in 2010, but this is next level, of course. And at the moment, they're on par, in an Olympic sense, they're on par with the boys of 92 who made the semi-finals in Barcelona.
Mm-hmm.
And now we look forward on the back of this to the, I really look forward to FIFA and the IOC expanding the women's comp by four teams.
Okay.
You know, in these days of equal opportunity and gender equity, there are four full groups of four in the men's comp, and there are only three in the women's.
Okay,
and it's actually
we'll see.
by that quirk that the Matildas actually got through to this point. You'll recall they got through as the best third place team, which is a bit of a nonsense, not to disrespect our Matildas, but for the competition, it's a bit of a nonsense to have a rule like that when you could easily have another four teams. I mean, two of the top three teams in women's football aren't even in Tokyo.
Okay.
France and Germany, not even there. It's worth considering for future tournaments. But that's after tonight. We hope we've got two more games to watch for the Matildas. We will have two more games to watch for the Matildas. Let's hope the second of which is a tilt at goal after a win tonight against Sweden.
Andy, thanks for your time. Good call. And it'll be live on 7 from 8:30. Look forward to it.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, great man. Andy Harper, our guest.
The last shout.
Yeah, good luck to the Tillies tonight. Mine is Luke Longley is in the Australian Story tonight on ABC TV. Now, there's a lot to watch. There's the Matildas, but Luke Longley, if you're down that line, he fills in all the gaps on Air Jordan and Scottie Pippen that got edited from the Jordan Last Dance Netflix series, which was just riveting. Hope he tips a bucket on him, but knowing Luke, he won't. Now, this bloke won three NBA titles with Jordan in the Chicago Bulls team of 96, 97, 98. Be a great first story. So if you want it, a bit of viewing tonight.
Very, very good. I just want to put a big thank you out for my last shout to all those who are generously donating so far for Dave and Will's Undie Drive.
Brilliant.
It's in full swing. We are currently at $40,850.
Wow.
$40,000.
That is superb.
It is flying along. So head along to mycause.com.au/undiedrive. Make your donation. Be as generous as you like. It all goes directly to Catherine House and Hutt Street Centre to purchase undies for men and women who are experiencing homelessness right here in SA. It's a really tough time for a lot of those out there. It's winter as well. So fantastic cause. Get on there. mycause.com.au/undiedrive. And Edwardstown Mazda are the proud sponsor of Undie Drive this year. So Edwardstown Mazda, one big family. The family always helps. I love that cause. Well done, David and Will.
David and Will and the team, fantastic. And I think they might be drawing my name out of the hat tomorrow. And I'm very nervous as to what that may or may not look like.
Look out. We'll go have some fun with that tomorrow, I think.
No, we won't.
Everyone generously donate. We're back tomorrow from 4. Next, it's David Woody and Malcolm Blight for Sports Day SA.